This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former President Donald J. Trump rallied voters at the Resch Center last night. He walked in wearing a high-vis safety vest, referencing a recent comment by President Joe Biden that Trump supporters are garbage. He then spent almost 90 minutes lamenting the economy and immigration.
They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental institutions and insane asylums into the United States of America, and these two stupid people allow it to happen. 13,000 plus murderers, many of them committed more than one murder, and they're walking around in our country free and clear to kill again, and they will. They'll kill many times.
Trump said on day one, he will work to deport illegal immigrants immediately. Many of those attending were sporting number four jerseys as Packer legend Brett Favre made his endorsement of the presidential candidate.
I have not done an event like this before, but I decided it's time. Why? Why do I even have to explain why? Because the stakes are incredibly high. Families across Wisconsin are struggling to make ends meet. People's salaries haven't kept up with inflation. It's getting harder for younger people to buy their first home. People are losing hope in the American dream.
Trump will make another appearance in Wisconsin Friday at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison last night, rallying her supporters with a concert and party-like atmosphere to encourage young voters to participate in the election process. The rally included performances from Gracie Abrams, Mumford & Sons, Aaron Dessner, Matt Berninger, and Remy Wolf. Harris will return to the Fox Valley Friday for a Get Out the Vote rally in Appleton. The time and location has not been released yet, but is expected to be in the afternoon. Later Friday, she has a rally scheduled in Milwaukee. It won't shock anyone to know Wisconsin is as purple as it gets. Polls throughout this election season have remained close to 50-50. Now we're getting one last look before Tuesday. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The latest Marquette poll has Donald Trump and Kamala Harris in a dead heat here in the Badger State. It shows Harris with 50% of the vote and Donald Trump with 49%. That's when participants must choose one of the two. But when people were allowed to remain undecided in those surveys, it's 48% Harris and 47% Trump. Poll director Charles Franklin talked to our Maggie Dawn and said a small portion of voters who are still undecided now hold a lot of power.
I think that 5% is worth noting because that's a lot bigger than the 1 point separating the two candidates. And how those people make up their minds over the next 6 days, who to vote for or if to vote, that's easily enough to sway this race.
They interviewed more than 800 likely voters across Wisconsin. It's the last Marquette poll before the election.
The Green Bay Area Public School District approved its 2025 budget this week. The mill rate for taxpayers will depend upon whether voters approve the $183 million referendum. Regardless, the mill rate will go down this year. Chief Financial Officer Angie Robley.
This is a great opportunity for the district to be able to go out to referendum for $183 million and yet see that mill rate drop 61 cents. It's a great opportunity for the district to do good things.
Voters will decide the referendum Tuesday. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Badgers with a win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In college hoops, the Wisconsin men's team with a 78-62 win over UW River Falls last night at the Kohl Center. Guard John Tanjay led the Badgers with 15 points, 2 assists, and was asked if these preseason games are helpful.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's something we all kind of expected going into this game, first game of the year. Coaches need a look from everyone. You know, we want to see what guys can do and where we can fit in as a team for down the line. And now we got some film, and we can learn with a win.
NBA, the Bucks on the road tonight in Memphis. They play the Grizzlies. Milwaukee looking to snap a 3-game losing streak. NFL, the Packers shorthanded at practice as they get ready to play the Lions on Sunday. 7 players, including Jordan Love, unable to go. Running back Josh Jacobs, dealing with a twisted ankle, asked if that's a lot for week 9 of the season.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, that's just the nature of this business, man. You know, you get later in the season, you have a lot more guys, you know, take a day or two just to get their body right to be able to come out and, you know, play at the highest level come game day. So that's just this nature of this business.
That's Packers running back Josh Jacobs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking to alleviate your pre-election day jitters, there are some good films opening this weekend. The most anticipated release is the film Here, and it is brought to you by the team that made Forrest Gump, including Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and director Robert Zemeckis. The film basically takes place in a living room while showing the passage of time throughout the story. Is the concept interesting? Yes. Does it sound overly sentimental and like it will tug at your heartstrings? Yes. Will most people probably like it, even though it is not reviewing well? We'll see, but probably yes. Yes. Most people don't get too excited about the re-release of a film that came out 11 months ago, but that's not stopping the studio behind Godzilla Minus One, which you can catch this weekend at AMC Theaters as part of a 70th anniversary of Godzilla celebration. Liam Neeson said recently he is moving on from the action genre. This week, Absolution will showcase Neeson's badassery. Let's go to the movies. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job. Not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr, has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, P. Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. Temperatures will be falling through the day as well. We'll drop into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. A few sprinkles, still breezy for the little ghosts and goblins. Temperatures in the low 40s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.